went down to the Cheesecake Shop to buy an apple strudel. The kids not get a pet shop because they wanted to see a poodle. People at the pet shop watched me going off my noodle, and they told us they'd sold us a genuine labradoodle. Oh no. I'm refined, I like him being kind, but sometimes I feel a little futile. Intelligent design has expanded my mind, but I sit with the bleeps and like a doodle. Huh? Well, there's no need to be vulgar, sir, the pet shop people said to me. If you can read through his papers, you will clearly see that his father was a Labrador and his mother was a poodle. Yeah, while they would tell me all this little mongrel ate my strudel. Well, thank you for enlightening me as a little fellow with breeding, but judging by his height, maybe something he'd been needing. Like another 6 inches of lead in between his knees and paws might just help to keep his stomach off the floor, which is full of my apple strudel. To say this guy's vertically challenged really is an understatement. When you take him for a walk, he looks like he's gliding across the pavement. I've never seen a dog so short and got knees. He had another 96 legs, he'd look like a centipede. They said his papa was a lab, mama was a poodle. He walk on his tippy paws, so he doesn't crazy doodle. He pees in the bedroom and he craps in the shower. His fatty was a sewer rat, his mom was a chihuahua. They said his papa was a lab, mama was a poodle. He walk on his tippy paws, so he doesn't crazy doodle. He pees in the bedroom and he craps in the shower. His fatty was a sewer rat, his mom was a chihuahua.